This week's devotion is called Forced Perspective by Pastor David Jewell, Our Savior Lutheran, Moments. So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is taken from John 2, verses 18 through 22. This passage is a matter of perspective. What do you see when you look at something? You've probably seen a drawing or a picture that looks like one thing, but is actually another thing. Maybe a building looks large, but is actually small. That's an example of forced perspective. You can control how something looks by how you take a picture of something or draw something. The Jews see Jesus from a forced perspective of not believing he is Messiah. Messiah shouldn't come into their presence and say he will destroy the temple. After all, the temple is the heart and soul of the Jewish people. The daily sacrifice for sin is made there. The most holy place is where the action is for salvation. If the Jews would back away from all the genealogy and traditions and take a closer look at the man who stands in their midst, they would be able to see Messiah before their face. They would see the sign of their salvation. His body is the temple. It will be destroyed in death for their sins and raised up again. Brick and mortar now has flesh and blood. Do you have a forced perspective of what you believe and confess? Are you concerned with customs, traditions, and doing things just so that you miss the bigger picture of forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ? Let his word have its way with you and change your heart of stone into a heart of flesh. Be renewed in the light of the world, Jesus Christ. See him clearly declare in his word that you are his precious child. He became man for you. He died for your sins. He rose from the dead to give you eternal life. Believe it for Jesus' sake. To God be the glory. Amen.